Welcome to the It's Your Season podcast with Bishop Keith Felton of Trinity Christian Center. Get ready for some dynamic preaching, insightful teaching, and a word of God that will propel you to a new season of holiness and righteousness, praise and worship, and God's bountiful blessings. At the end of this podcast, information will be given about church location and how to obtain a CD copy of today's message in its entirety. Now, here's a brief word from the Bishop.
Good day, podcast listeners. This is Bishop Keith Felton, Senior Pastor of Trinity Christian Center. I'm excited to be back on the airways via the podcast at praisecharlotte.com. Listen, I'm excited to bring this message to you on this podcast entitled Emotional Leadership. Some of the things that we have to make in this leadership role in following Christ, we have to get our emotions out of the way. You might have to make some strong choices, but in making those strong choices, you can see God move mightily in your life. Listen to this, emotional leadership. It's going to bless your life. Somebody say I'm mature. An upright man, one that feareth God and eschew evil. That means he put away evil. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Has that made him a hedge about him, about his house, and about all that he hath on every side, that has blessed the work of his hands and the substance of his increase in the land? Put forth thy hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. Now, you got to read that right there. Satan is asking God to touch Job to let you know that Satan does not have no authority to be touching you or your baby. I won't even go there. He's trying to convince God to touch Job. Oh my goodness. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? This is God telling Satan, all that he has is in thy power. All power belongs to God. You knew God is allotting Satan a little bit power to prove a point. Amen. Only upon himself, put not forth thy hand. And the reason why God did that, because God created Job, and nobody's going to touch you and take you out of here except the God that created you. Amen. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness, I'm getting happy. All upon himself, but not put forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. I want to primarily teach from the subject this morning, unspoken permission. Look at somebody say, unspoken permission. The word unspoken permission, when he gave it to me, is as you're sitting in your seats right now, as you're listening to this message, you have no idea what God is conversing to what he wants to do in your life. You have no idea. You can be in this sanctuary right now and have no idea that God has already constructed something for Monday that you did not have any aware that was about to go down. When we begin to look at this story, we look at the life of Job, but before Job can go into his plight that Job went through, approximately for 3 months Job suffered. Listen, Job had no idea when he was talking to his wife, enjoying the increase of his land. He had no idea when he was feeding his cattle and making sure that what God blessed him with was sustained. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? He had no earthly idea that somewhere in eternity that was a conversation being held about him. It was an unspoken conversation, meaning that it was an unspoken, an unauthorized, that Job had no idea that God was about to permit some of the most horrific times in his life. You could be sitting right here listening to me talking, and you have no idea. Somebody say, no idea. We have no earthly idea what you're going to have to face tomorrow. The only thing we know is what's going on right now. I wonder if Job could come into the conversation when God was talking to Lucifer and say, hey, why are y'all making plans about my life? Shouldn't I be privileged to know what's getting ready to go down and what's going on in my life? Shouldn't I be saying, you know what, why are you going to allow him to do this? Because God said, because when you're mature in the things of God, God will allow you to go through certain things to let the devil know that it takes more than stuff to keep you out of the face of God. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? God literally gave, listen, God literally permitted Lucifer or Satan unspoken permission without even talking to Job to do some things in the man of God's life that, listen, Satan did not give, Satan did not get permission from Job, but he had to get permission from God. And see, to God, that's why it's so important that you don't know what God is saying about you in eternity. Oh my goodness. When you hear this message, it's going to make you say, Lord, what is really going on? You have no idea what God is speaking about your children, about your finance. Some things that God said, I'm going to allow to happen in your family and in your finance and in your spirit that you never asked for. It is something that's already calculated behind closed doors. Look at somebody say, things are being said. Things are being said about you right now. That's why it's so important that we cultivate a relationship with God that we can, that through all hell and high water, we can be sustained through the hardships of what God is bringing, because it is coming. You have no clue when you wake up Monday morning what you have to face. Lord, if I knew this was coming, maybe I would have just stayed in the day that I was in. But you couldn't stop it even if you wanted to. There is some permission slips that's being signed by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for you to go through some things that you never asked for. Is anybody in the building? While Job is sitting here walking in the earth realm, he has no idea that God has given Satan permission to touch the well-being of his life. Not his life, but his well-being. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? And you begin to study this. I don't have time to go in a little bit depth. And I ask, in the study, I said, why would God not want Satan to touch Job's life? Because Satan would have killed him outright. He would have said, no, I'm not going to let him suffer. I'm just going to kill him. I'm not going to let him get bored. I'm just going to kill him to get it over with, because Satan came to kill, steal, and destroy. But God had to give Lucifer some parameters in Job's life. Touch the cattle. You can touch his babies. You can even touch anything around him, but you cannot touch his life, because at the end of all, he's going to give me the glory no matter how horrific he goes through, because I am God and I know the end from the beginning. Satan is so crazy. He's so thick he got one up on God, thinking that God said, I would never allow you to touch Job if I knew Job was going to curse me to my face. Look at somebody and say, I'm not going to curse him. I don't care what it looks like in your life right now. I'm not going to curse you, God. I know it looks crazy right now, but I'm not going to give the devil liberty to think that I'm going to curse the very God that pulled me out of darkness into the marvelous light. I gotta build that a little bit more. Look at somebody say, I'm not gonna curse him. Sometimes you can go through something right now and you say, God, what in the world is going on? If you're alive in the sound of my voice, you done said that before. God, things were going so good, but what is going on with my life? Well, I can tell you what's going on. There's a conversation that has been crafted so God can get glory out of your life. There are things being spoken right now that you and I, we have no earthly control over. And we ask God, God, why is this happening? God, why are you permitting me to go through this? Why is my family suffering? Why does it seem like we never can break loose? Because God said, I'm using you. You know, you, when you look back over your life, there are some things that God has already crafted in you that I know you have shed some tears, and I know you've been through some horrific things, but I know in my spirit what God is saying to us, you're not going to curse me. You're not going to turn your back on me, because if you were going to turn your back on me, you would have done it a long time ago. But you and I have to understand it has to be an unspoken language that Satan is not omniscient. He does not know everything, but I'm going to use your life. And that Satan know that it is not the stuff that's anchoring you down, that if you lose everything in the twinkling of an eye, you're still going to do what God command you to do. Is anybody in the building? While we go through day to day, and it's amazing, while we go through day to day, not even preparing on things that God called us to do, listen, we have no idea that the next day could be one of the greatest obstacles of our life. Oh, y'all got to get this right here. You can go to bed on one day and wake up in the next morning and you have the same life. Same life, same kids, same environment, and you can wake up in the next morning and everything can change in the twinkling of an eye. In the same house with something, but something about to drive you crazy. In the same body, but you don't feel the same way you felt the day before. And God said, you have no idea why you were sleeping. I was permitting some things to be released in your life, and I don't need your permission because I am God. And if I allow it to happen, then I'm going to allow something greater to happen, what you're going through right now. Hallelujah. Roland, let me build it just a little bit more. Because I will run. I got a rabbit anointing. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Listen, people don't understand that when you say I belong to God, the song said this morning, I give myself away. But that is a bold statement, because if you give yourself away unequivocally and unconditionally, that means you are at the disposal of His Majesty. That means that God can do whatever He wants to do with you, when He wants, how He wants, without you having permission to do anything. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Well, God won't let you go through, God won't let you suffer. God will let you go through anything to make to get the message out of you to the dying world, that through it all, that you're learning to trust in Jesus. So we come in the body of Christ thinking that we're going to always be able to get our hair done and our suits are going to be pressed. The devil is a liar. God might allow you to go through something that you didn't have enough money to put gas in your car, but you learn how to tweak your atmosphere and understand that if He allowed it to happen, then He has my blessing. Is anybody in the building? There's something you never asked to go through. Some things right now you've been faithful in your giving, you've been faithful in going to church, but it's not adding up. Do you not realize that there's something more sophisticated behind your suffering? There's something behind the scenes that's governing the scenes, and God has said, I'm not going to consult with her about what I'm getting ready to do. I'm not going to tell him right out what I'm getting ready to do. I'm just going to allow them to live through it. Because when you live through it, it'll be over before it even started. Is anybody in the building? Now, Job, when I begin to read this and I begin to look at this, the conversation that was had in heaven, and Job has no idea what's going on the earth. He has no earthly idea that God is signing some permission slips for Lucifer to reign rampant in his life. He has no earthly idea that he walked upright and perfect. He was mature in the things of God. But he had no idea that God would reward maturity with some of the greatest obstacles that he would ever have to face. And you could be walking with God, and God will let things happen in your life that make you say, Lord, I did everything you asked me to do, but I'm still suffering loss. Oh, y'all got to get that right there. God, I have done everything, and my family is still going through and suffering loss. Because you have no idea. The only thing what we know, saints, is what we know right now. Does anybody know what's going to happen tomorrow? Many of y'all say, well, I got to go to work in the morning. You don't know if you're going to be waking up in the morning. The only thing you know right now is right now. Look at somebody and say, right now. Some of y'all got people talking about you right now. You don't even know they talking behind your back. That's how much you know, baby. You don't know nothing. Somebody dragging your name through the gutter of the mud, eating potato salad and passing chicken wings, and you have no idea that they talking behind your back. The only thing, we don't know everything. The only thing we know is what we're going through right now. The only thing Job knew, that I got cattle, I got oxen, I got my children blessed. I'm doing everything the Lord called me to do. And he goes to bed one night and wake up and all hell breaks loose. And you begin to realize that sometimes in the body of Christ, we begin to panic. We begin to panic when we're doing everything right, but getting the wrong results. The Bible said Job, when he gets all these reports about his kids dying, about cattle dying, about all this thing, the Bible said Job rent his clothes, shaved his head, and fell on his face because he said, I don't get it. This is for somebody that's sitting under my voice right now. Look at somebody and say, I just don't get it. I just don't get it, Bishop. It's just not wrecking in my mind. I've done everything that God had commanded me to do, and I'm still suffering loss. Like I'm outside the house instead of in the house. I just don't get it, God, that I've honored you with my first fruit. I've honored you with prayer and fasting, but my children are still going through. My life is not where it needs to be. I don't get it. And you can identify with Job to a certain degree, that when you put all your ducks in a row and your life is still not lining up, who's behind the scenes pulling his cords? But while we go day to day, we only as good as things are good. Oh, I like to say that again. Zach, our praise is only as good as it's good in our life. Our worship is only as deep as things are good in our life. Oh, my goodness. While we play church, we don't have any idea that God is preparing the next level of tests that's going to try your soul. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? While we got it so comfortable, God said, I have unspoken permission because I am God and I'm going to allow this to happen without your permission. Well, God would tell you everything. God does not tell us everything. Is anybody in the building? God does not share with us everything. How many parents in here get up in the middle of the night and go tell your kids everything that you and mom and them talking about? Is anybody in the building? How many grown folks in here, when you have company over, you just let the children sit in the middle of the company and let them hear what grown folks talking about? The devil is a liar. Now, if we're that privileged about things that are going on behind the scenes, do you not think that God said, I'm going to talk behind your back, not talking about you, dogging you, but bragging off of you about what you can go through without you cursing me in my face? Look at somebody say, God been bragging off you. He's been bragging off you. He's been telling the devil that, listen, I seen him serve me with no job. I seen her serve me when she's sick in her body. I'm not going to let you get the glory because they're already giving me glory with no job and no circumstances fixed, and God is still doing what he said he was going to do. Oh my goodness. I want to take my time today, amen. Somebody say, mind of preparation. Listen, we have to have a mind of preparation. Listen, we have to have a mind to, Lord, I have no idea what's about to happen in my life. It's no telling what you're talking to. It's no telling what plans you're making. Do you not know there are plans that God will bless you, and there are plans that God will test you, and you cannot have the blessing without a testing? And we in the body of Christ think that we're always going to be blessed, 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 but you're going to be tested just as much as you bless. Lord, I need your blessing. Lord, I need this and I need that. Do you not know your faith is being tested right now? Some of y'all probably didn't even want to be here, but you had to learn to take your body and bring it under subjection, because God said, I'm always testing you and trying you to see where your praise is going to get praise. Who's going to give you, who you going to give glory with your life, and who going to get praise for your life? A mind of preparation. Meaning that I cannot afford right now to get sidetracked. I can't afford right now to go to church for a little while and then fall back. Touch somebody and say, I can't afford it right now. The reason why I can't afford it right now, because I don't even know what God is talking about behind my back. I don't know what I don't know why he's bragging to my adversary about what he's getting ready to do in my life. And we so much, we get the prophetess or the prophets to see a word from the Lord that God is going to do great things, but the same prophet and prophetess, is it the same channel of God that God has said, I'm getting ready to cause suffering to come in your life to season you? And God is saying, saints of God, listen, you have to understand that you must go through a season in which God permits things to happen in your life. Sister Charity could not get in a car wreck if God didn't permit it. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Listen. God permitted to let Lucifer have a little fender bender and say, I'm going to bend this car up and get her discouraged because this is her only transportation. But I tell you right now, I looked out in the parking lot, baby. She drove the car bent up and everything to let the devil know, you got to do better than that. I may have to step up my hood. I may have to push my light in, but I will bless the Lord at all. Oh, my goodness. Look at somebody, say, it happened for a reason. God would never allow anything to happen to you if he knew he was going to throw you right back in the world. Do you not realize the things that we go through is God said, I'm preparing you. I'm getting permission. I don't need your permission because I'm not going to pull you anything that cause you back go back to the club. But if she was not in a state of preparation, that one little fender bender could have been the demise of her spiritual development. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? People that don't develop properly don't handle disaster properly. I don't know what's going on. Seems like all hell is breaking loose, and I don't know what's going on. Somebody got to pray for me. What? When you know that God is preparing you, that God, if you have permitted this to happen, I don't know what you get ready to bring behind this. I don't know what's coming on behind this, but I accept what you're doing in my life. Look at somebody say, I accept it. We want to accept the blessings, and we want to accept the cars and the houses and the land, but God, I accept when you brag off me. Because I'm still going to give you praise and glory. Oh my goodness. And Job does not understand what's going on behind the scenes. Because if Job had the right to say, I go through this, but I won't go through this. I go through this, but I won't go through this. God said, listen, I signed the permission slip for you to touch everything in his life except his life. That's why you're going through right now. Everything it seems like it's being touched. Accept your life. Is anybody in the building? Everything. Somebody say everything. Everything is being touched, and it seems like God is letting you be alive in your right mind to see all this craziness go on. This is going on. This is going on. That's going on, but it ain't touching me. But I got my life, my health, and my strength. And you say, God, I got my right mind. I'm not crazy, but I see all this stuff going on around me. What come is not touching me? Look at somebody that ain't touching me. And you can see stuff and it drive you crazy. And you can look at stuff and you say, Lord, what is going on? And it seems like you're often in a state of confusion because these things are happening without your permission. You know how we do in the church? I got to run Satan out of my life. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I see what you're doing. I see this and that. And you can talk all that you want to, baby. Because when God gets through using the very adversary, listen, the very adversary that's making your life havoc, God said, I will cause your enemies to bless your life. The very thing that's buffering you and battering you will be the very thing that bless you. Preparation is not easy. The body of Christ, we cannot be hoodwinked and think that God is not having a conversation about our life. And you don't listen. And this is the miraculous thing that we walk by faith and not by sight. Every morning we get up, it is a faith walk. Every morning you got to say, Lord, I don't know what you've been saying about me, but whatever coming my way today, I'ma trust you. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Do you not know the only time we see God enter into a patriarch's life and getting permission is Abraham. When he was getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, the delegation of three told themselves, said, how can we hide this thing from Abraham seeing that he's going to be a great nation? Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? There's something that God privileges us to know. There's something that God said, if I told her or him what they were about to go through, it would affect them. So God said, just let it happen. First lady, I believe they're going to get that. God is saying, just let it happen. Just let it happen. Just let it go down. And one of the things about us when we're walking with the Lord, we try to stop everything from going down. We try to make everything all right and butter it. It's going to be all right. It's not going to be all right. Some things you're just going to have to go through. And you can't stop it even when you want it to. You can't push your button and say, make it go away. I don't care how much you fast. I don't care if you labor. There are some things you just got to live through. And can't nobody live through it but you. And you can look and you can go to sleep on God, but you can wake up, you still got to go through it. You can take time away from church. You cannot be as faithful as you know you could be, but you're still going to have to go through it because God is not going to finish until he gets glory out of your life. Is anybody in the building? God say, listen, I don't have to have your permission in what I'm getting ready to do because I'm getting ready to show the devil. Somebody say the devil. I'm getting ready to show the devil that it's more to you than the stuff that I bless you with. Oh my goodness. Somebody say stuff. If you are in the body of Christ right now and you still believe in God for stuff, you still got a little bit more growing to do. If you still believe in God for a husband or a wife, I'm praying for you. If it come, it come. If it don't, just keep go to Disney World. Go to Hawaii. Get a ticket for $392.42. Go to Hawaii. Y'all hearing what I'm saying? If you still believe in God for a little stuff like that, you're not going to make it, because if he blesses you with stuff, the same God that blesses you with stuff will take stuff to see where you at. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? You only love me for what I've given you, but you never love me for who I am. And God will periodically take stuff and cause stuff to act stupid. Somebody say some stuff been acting stupid. Amen. You've been having a man or woman in your life that's acting stupid. You've been having finance been acting stupid. Your cars can act stupid. Your mind sometimes can go crazy and you act stupid, because God said, I'm going to systematically, without your permission, wring your life a little bit to let you know that, listen, heaven and earth will pass away, but what I put in you, my word, will not come back unto me void. I'm not going to allow you to go through stuff and let the stuff that you have contaminate what I'm constructing in your life. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? What was doing was get some shoes for Zaire, and he was in school, and first lady was just, we was picking out shoes and stuff, and some said, I wish Zaire was here so he could pick out his own shoes. And God convicted me and said, listen, you the daddy, you know what your son needs anyway. And I began to go in the register of my mind. How many of y'all grew up old back in the days when mama and them didn't let you make no decisions on nothing? You wore Cracker Jacks. You wore high waters. And if you didn't wear them, you sure weren't going out here naked. Mama and them will bring stuff back, lay it out at your feet, and there's nothing you can do about it, because they already did some things behind your back. And it's, I got you some new shoes, and you go down, the shoes ain't quite what you thought they were, but you still had to wear them anyway, because God, because mama them already made some concessions behind the scene that they gonna do this anyway. Is anybody in the building? Now, same thing with God. God said, listen, while you sleep in your bed and while you going about your day, God said, he or she has no idea what's about to happen this Friday. And when Friday comes, it's going to change their life. It's going to literally knock them for loose off their rocker. And God said, if I give them a choice, they wouldn't want to go through with it. But after they go and come out of this, it's something that's going to come out of them that's greater than what's inside of them. Is anybody in the building? Do you not know, realize right now that God said, I'm speaking to your body, I'm speaking to your mind, I'm speaking to every aspect of your life to bring it back to alignment, that I own you, you belong to me. I don't care if you're sick, tired, or not having anything in your finances, your pocketbook, or your wallet. Look at somebody and say, I belong to God. And God does not have to ask me to wake me up in the morning. He doesn't have to ask me for permission to do anything in my life. He can do whatever he wants to do when he wants to do. The Bible says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord God is one, and beside him there is no other." And God is saying to us this morning, there's some things that you're going through that you don't have a choice in the matter.
Bishop Felton here. You can hear this podcast any day and every day on www.praisecharlotte.com on your desktop, computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Our mission at Trinity Christian Center is to get the good news of the gospel out to the masses so that God's love, power, and instruction will infiltrate your life like never before. Again, if this podcast was a blessing to you, please feel free to visit us at 7935 North Tryon Street for a wonderful worship experience. God bless.
We hope that the It's Your Season podcast has been a blessing to you. So now that you've heard the word of God, please come visit us at Trinity Christian Center, 7935 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, in the Gold Hill Pavilion. If you're seeking a church home, our worship services starts Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and our Bible study every Wednesday at 7 p.m. For more details about our order of services or to obtain a copy of today's message, you can call us at 704-777-0199. That's 704-777-0199. Or on our website at www.trinitychristiancenter.net.